وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on you, Hazrat Mawlana, for all your sacrifices. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed great love towards children, and there is a story mentioned in Bukhari Sharif regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love for his grandchildren as well. So once the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kissed Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala while there was a person, a Bedouin, that was sitting next to him, and the Bedouin's name was Aqra bin Habis al-Tamim. So Aqra said, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have 10 children and I have never kissed any one of them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yurham, la yurham. Whoever is not merciful to others will not be treated mercifully. So we must learn to show affection to our children, and children in general, you know, understand that, you know, our personality rubs off onto our offspring as well. You know, if we are angry and we are pulled up all the time, then it's a very, very negative environment for our children to grow up in. So if we hug them and we kiss them and we give them an encouragement, you know, it's so, so wonderful. You know, when a child takes a pen and he starts scribbling, and he just scribbles and scribbles, and he says, oh, mashallah, so beautiful what you have done. According to his capacity, he's done something beautiful, but according to your capacity, it may not fit the description. But come down to his particular level, and then understand that it was a very, very good effort on his side. Encourage our children, be sweet to them, and speak lovingly to them, and admonish them with love. And inshallah al-aziz, then there will be a very, very good environment in our home. And this is a message that we get from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to share a story with you of a disobedient man. And, you know, Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, he was giving advice against disobedience. So a man came to Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi and said, Abu Ishaq, I am unable to control myself. Please give me something to help me with it. So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi told him, if you accept 5 conditions and are able to put them into practice, your disobedience will not cause you any problem. So this person responded and he said, just tell me what they are, Abu Ishaq. So this disobedient man, you know, wanted to know what those 5 things are. So he said, the first is that when you want to disobey Allah Ta'ala, you do not eat anything He provides. So this person responded and he says, then how will I get anything to eat? Everything on the earth is from Allah. So then Ibrahim bin Adham told him, so is it right to eat what Allah provides for you with, and then you disobey him at the same time? So he understood and he said, no, it's not. So what is the second condition? So Ibrahim bin Adham told him, when you want to disobey Allah, move off his land, move off the land of Allah. So he says, that is even more difficult, exclaimed this man. He says, in that case, where will I live? Is it right to eat his provision and live on his land and then to disobey him? Ibrahim ibn Adham asked this person here. So he said, no, it is not. And what is the third condition? He said, when you want to disobey Allah, in spite of eating his provision and living on his land, find a place where he will not see you and disobey him there. What do you mean, Ibrahim? He knows everything that happens, even in the most hidden of the places, this disobedient man said. So Allah has knowledge of everything. How can I hide from Allah? Tell me, Allah will not see me. So is it right to disobey him when you eat his provision, live on his land, and you know that he can see everything you do? So it certainly is not, the man replied. Then he said, tell me the fourth condition. He said that when the angel of death arrives to take your soul, you say to him, give me a reprieve, give me more time to live, so that I can repent and act righteously for Allah. The person says, but the angel of death won't listen to me. So he says, then if you cannot ward off death long enough to give yourself time to repent, and you know that when it comes, there will be no reprieve, how can you hope to be saved? So this is what Ibrahim bin Adham told this person here. Then he asked, what is the fifth? This man asked Ibrahim bin Adham, what is the fifth? So then, that when the angels of the fire come to you and take you to the fire, do not go with them, said Ibrahim. But they will take me whether I like it or not, exclaimed the man. So how can you hope to be saved? Enough, enough, this person cried out. He says, O Ibrahim, O Abu Ishaq, I ask Allah's forgiveness and I turn to him. So the man's repentance was sincere, and from that time on, he was diligent in his worship and became a good Muslim, avoiding acts of disobedience until the day he died. So there's a very, very great lesson from us, that the one whose ni'mat we are eating and living on his land and enjoying his provisions, and that he sees us all the time, and that we will never be able to escape death. We cannot ask for more time when death knocks at our door, you know. And there's a day where we'll stand, you know, answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our deeds. Taking all these things in mind, we all have to be very, very wary, and to say we rather obey Allah, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul, and obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and gain their favors and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is wa ridwanu min Allahi akbar. You know, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the greatest things. So this is a very, very important message for all of us. Now there's another story I want to share with you. It's quite interesting. And, it's headed the cracked pot. So a water bearer in India, he had two large pots. Each hung on each end of a rod which he carried across his neck. So one of the pots had a crack in it, while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water at the end of the long walk from the stream to the master's house. And the crack pot arrived only half full. So for a full 2 years, this went on daily, with the bearer delivering only 1.5 pots full of water to his master's house. So of course, now this is a tamthili waqia, you know, it's a story by way of example. Of course, the perfect pot was proud of his accomplishments, perfect for his end. You know, it could deliver the water full as the master had picked up all that water in it. It didn't have a single crack. But the poor crackpot was ashamed of its own imperfection, and so miserable that it was able to accomplish only half of what it had been made to do, because it was losing half the water on the way. So after 2 years of what it perceived to be a bitter failure, it spoke to the water bearer one day by the stream, and it said, "I'm ashamed of myself, and I want to apologize to you." So the person asked him, what are you ashamed of? So he says, "I've been able for these past 2 years to only deliver half my load, because this crack in my side causes water to leak out all the way back to your master's house. Because of my flaws, you have to do all of this work and you don't get full return of your efforts," this crackpot said. So the water bearer felt sorry for the old cracked pot, and in his compassion he said, "As we return to the master's house, I want you to notice the beautiful flowers along the path." So indeed, as they went up the hill, so the old cracked pot took notice of the sun warming the beautiful wild flowers on the side of the path, and this cheered it a little. But at the end of the trail, it still felt bad because it had leaked out half its load, and so again it apologized to the bearer for its failure. Now, what a great lesson there is from this here. So the bearer said to the pot, "Did you notice there were flowers only on your side of the path, but not on the other pot's side? That's because I have always known about your flaw, and I took advantage of it. I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walk back from the stream, you water them. So for 2 years, I have been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate my master's table. Without you being just the way you are, you would not have this beauty to grace his house." So each of one of us has our own unique flaws. We all crack pots. But if we allow Allah Ta'ala uses our flaws to grace the table, the world, you know, so we can learn from our mistakes. You know, and it shouldn't get us down. Al insanu murakkabun min al khata'i wa nisyan. You know, we are a combination of forgetfulness and error. And, you know, we do wrong also in our lives. But we must always be hopeful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, "La taqnatu min rahmatillah," do not become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So indeed there is a very, very great lesson from in the story for us here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us realize our imperfections, and may make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resort to something that is far better than our imperfections, and that is turning in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day, "Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min dhunubi," O Allah, your forgiveness is far greater than my sins, "wa rahmatuka arja indi min amali," and I have more hope in your mercy than my meager actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all and help the suffering ummah in the world wherever they may be. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. الحمد لله رب العالمين.